We will continue our media availabilities this morning at Michigan International Speedway with Kyle Larson, driver of the number 42 Credit One Bank Chevrolet. Kyle, you've won the past three Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series races here at Michigan. Do you feel like you're one of the favorites heading into the weekend?
I still feel like, you know, Harvick, Kyle, and Truex are probably your favorites, but you know, I'm sure I'm a part of that group just based off of our, you know, last three races here at Michigan, you know, with the wins. So our car's been, you know, fast here lately, and especially here at Michigan. So hopefully we can, you know, put a nice race together and try and just be in position like we have been for the other three races, for the late race restarts, and try and take advantage of them and hopefully get a win, another win. You know, it'd be cool to get four in a row.
We'll now open it up to the media for questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand and we'll bring you a microphone. We ask that you state your name and affiliation. We'll start in the back with Dan, come up to Kelly, and then over here to Greg.
Zach Tan's ready, kickingthetires.net in the back. With Sonoma coming up in a couple weeks and now puts three road courses on the schedule, does that kind of change? How does that really affect your road course setup and the importance of it, and what are your thoughts on the track?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't really consider it as three road courses. I still think it's two road courses. I don't really know what you consider the Roval. But, yeah, I don't know. I enjoy Sonoma. I spent some time in the Chevy simulator this week running some laps around Sonoma, so it was nice to, you know, I guess get familiar again with the corners and stuff like that, and we worked on some different gear ratios and things like that. So, you know, I always qualify good there. I don't really race very good there, but hopefully, you know, this year we can, you know, qualify good and you know, race well. To, you know, it's my home race, so I'd like to, you know, go there and do good. It's always fun to, you know, compete for a pole there. You know, every year I've been there, I've qualified really good. I would just like to kind of finish it off with a win.
Kelly?
Kelly Crandall, Racer.com. Kyle, you didn't run the full week of Indiana Midget Week, but can you speak to why you think that's such a unique event and really why the fans kind of gravitate to it and are so crazy over it?
Yeah, I only got to run one night this year. I usually run two nights, but the second night, you know, Gas City rained out this year. You know, there's actually a lot of, you know, Midget Weeks or Sprint Weeks or whatever you want to call it this time of year. So this is a fun part of the season for dirt racing. You know, you had Indiana Midget Week last week. You got Power Eyes Illinois Midget Week this week. I'm going to go run Ohio Sprint Week with the All-Star Series next week. Then you have, I think, USAC Sprint Week comes up shortly after that, Pennsylvania Speed Week. So it's just a lot of good racing this time of year, and I think fans, you know, really enjoy it. They can go, you know, hit a lot of, you know, good racing throughout the country every day of the week. So especially I feel like when you get to, you know, Pennsylvania, you know, I feel like the fans really, I mean, it doesn't matter what day of the week it is there, you know, they're going to have a lot of fun and cheer on some good racing. So, but yeah, I enjoy, like I said, I enjoy this time of year because I can get to a lot of races. You know, I get about, you know, 25 races during the regular cup season, and I fill up the majority of them here in the next, you know, 3 weeks. So, it's just a lot of fun and yeah, you know, I get jealous of the guys who get to do every race for the next, you know, 30-some days.
Greg?
Kyle, Greg Krupa, Detroit News. Thank you for this. Only Bill Elliott's won four in a row here. What's your sense of anticipation about that? You're kind of poised. You could do something real special here in the 50th year of the racetrack. Are you thinking about that or just another race kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really think about it. It's honestly just another race to me. I think, you know, it hit me. I think, you know, the importance of it, and, you know, I would probably really feel how special it is when we're standing in victory lane after the race, you know. I think everything before that, though, I try not to focus on it or worry about it. Just go out there and try and, you know, do what we do as a team and try and get a win. But, yeah, for sure it'd be special if we did get that fourth win. And then I think you'd start thinking about maybe breaking the record of getting five in a row. But there's no guarantees that, you know, we're going to win this weekend. You know, it's probably, I would say this one would be tougher than any of them. Just if you know, looking at how fast those three guys are right now.
Reed, and then we'll go to Claire.
Reed Spencer, NASCAR Wire Service. You talked about driving the simulator. For those of us who have never driven either a simulator in action or on the track, how close are they getting to the on-track experience at this point, and what's the major difference?
Thankfully, now it's finally, I feel like, to the point where I can learn a little bit off of it. And it's been good that I think what's really helped us is you know, Josh Wise, who's a part of our race team, you know, on the training side of things, and then just kind of filling in a lot of different gaps. But one of them is, you know, the simulator, and you know, he's done a really, really good job of going there and making it drive somewhat similar to where, you know, I don't go there and spend 2 hours of the 4 hours that I'm there just trying to get off pit road. So it's good that he's there. You know, I really feel like all year long, and even at the end of last year now, yeah, we can go to whatever track on the simulator, and I've, you know, even though it may not be exactly right, it's pretty close. So, you know, there's still little tweaks and stuff that yeah, we kind of work on each time I'm there, just trying to get it to feel more realistic. But it's definitely a good tool, and Chevy's done a good job, as well as our race team's done a good job at getting it closer to where we can now, you know, learn some things off of it.
Claire
B. Lang, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. There's been so much talk about the Chevrolets, and it's kind of all over the board. I don't know how much of it is realistic. When you do really well, then they're like, well, if Kyle can do it, then maybe the Chevrolets aren't that far off. And some of the Chevrolet teams say, we're working on it, but it might be slow. We get kind of different answers. Put in perspective where you think it's at. And obviously, you searching around helps your ability to make your Chevrolet do better than some of the others.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've never felt like Chevys have been at a disadvantage this year. You know, our team has been pretty solid every race. You know, I think some of the teams maybe just use it as an excuse where, you know, we don't do that. So, yeah, I mean, obviously I don't think we're as fast as what we were at this point last year. But I don't think we're that far off either, you know. And honestly, I feel like maybe we're kind of where we were at last year, just other teams are a little bit better. So, you know, we're making our cars better every week. You know, the guys in the shop are really excited about every car that we've been bringing to the racetrack because there's little things that have made them better each week. So, yeah, you know, that's exciting. I feel like the engine department with Hendrick Engines, I don't feel like we're lacking there at all. Yeah, they're doing a really good job. We just got to get probably some more downforce and just overall performance, and at least the 42 team will be right there competing for wins every week.
Any final questions for Kyle in the media center? Great. Thank you so much for your time, Kyle. Good luck this weekend.